The day after his team ends the regular season with a loss at Indianapolis, head coach Gary Kubiak is at the podium answering questions from the Houston media, and he talks about disappointment but needing to turn the script and focus instead on the Bengals in a playoff matchup coming to Houston on Saturday at Reliance Stadium.
I think it, the first thing is we're playing from behind in those games, John. I mean, you go to New England, we're playing from behind. Minnesota, we're playing from behind. Yesterday, we're playing from behind in the fourth quarter. So, you know, when you're doing that, you're in a drop-back mode, and I think that's where a bunch of those things have come. At the same time, you know, there's anytime you have sacks, there's some that are on the quarterback, and there's some that are on, you know, the guys up front. And, you know, we've got a combination of things going on there, and, you know, along with a lot of other things. So, you know, we break them down one, you know, break each one down and try to correct it and try to move on. And like you said, well, we had four yesterday. I would attribute a couple to, you know, what we're doing and a couple to actually breakdowns and protection. So we just got to get them fixed. But I think we're throwing a lot. Yeah, no doubt. It'll be, I think, the biggest challenge we face in the last 4 weeks. And they're a lot different this year. I mean, first of all, they got the same coordinator. You know, Zim does a great job, and Marv's been a defensive guy his whole career. But there's some things going on with them up front defensively. They've been exceptional. Linebacker, they've gotten better. They got a young player in there who's playing really well. And the secondary is really totally different than what we faced last year, both times we played them, you know. So they're playing well. What are they ranked, fifth or sixth in defense in the league with 50-plus sacks? So, you know, all we can handle. And obviously we got to play a lot better. And so it's going to be a tough assignment. But we got to, you know, do a much better job than we've been doing.
Coach, after looking at the game tape and thinking of the last few games also, what are some of the offensive problems you've been having overall?
Well, I think the big, you know, we've got inconsistencies, Mark, in a lot of places, not just offensively. As a team, we've got a lot of inconsistencies in what we're doing. But offensively, it starts with running the ball. We're very inconsistent. You know, I think it's about 3 weeks in a row we walked in at halftime and we've had, you know, yesterday we had, 12 or 13 carries for 20-something yards, you know, so not a lot of snaps, not a lot of production. Then we come out in third quarter, run the ball extremely well. We have to have a consistent day where we get out there and run the ball 30 times like we're accustomed to doing and what we do best, and that hadn't happened. I mean, we've played some top-notch guys, but that's still not an excuse. You know, we've had some changes back there. Obviously, losing Bryce made us change some things up with a young nickel coming in and Brandon. So that's been a big challenge for us. You know, we've given up some plays in situations that we shouldn't. I mean, you know, what was it yesterday? 3rd and 23. I mean, that's not us. I mean, we've done that twice this year. We did that yesterday. We did it against Jacksonville, you know, back a few weeks ago. So getting off the field has been a problem defensively. We played, you know, once again, I think we played good yesterday, but we give up 60% of third down. So when you do that, the other team's going to be on the field. So, you know, it's just something, like I said, John, it starts with pressure. If we get pressure, then we usually play better on the back end. Well, first off, you know, you take a lot of responsibility as a coach, John, because you're always trying to put your quarterback in the best possible position to be successful. And, you know, and I haven't done the job I need to do in the last month from that standpoint. At the same time, we've had some plays that, you know, Matt's got a touchdown pass yesterday that we don't make the play on that I know Andre'd like to make. That would help the quarterback, you know. So there's things, you know, you throw a screen, you throw a ball. We had a couple of catches yesterday in the game where we should make better runs after the catch for him. You know, maybe we take one to the house. So there's a lot of plays that can get a quarterback going and get his, you know, make it look a lot better from a standpoint to end the game statistically. That could help him, but at the same time, he's got to do things better. And I'm up there, you know, searching all I can to put him in a better situation to be successful.
Had the 9 penalties yesterday. Can you put your finger on what's going on there and how you can get that corrected moving forward?
No, Nick, it's driving me crazy, to be honest with you. All of us as coaches, I mean, we were an excellent football team through about 10 weeks penalty-wise. And all of a sudden, the last 5 weeks, you know, it's kind of – you know, I told you guys yesterday, it's a lot of things going on right now, and that's at the top of the list. We have 9 yesterday, and I think probably 4 of them were, you know, giving people first downs, whether it was offsides, whether it was a PI call, or us ending up with a 3rd and 20 whenever they took the lead 21-16. So it's a problem, and we're addressing it. We're working on it, but you know, it's got to get solved, you know. And if I told the guys today, if we go out there this week and we have 9 or 10 penalties again, it's going to be hard to win. I mean, as many mistakes as we made yesterday, we still had an opportunity to win. But when you walk out of the game with that many things going against you, you're making it way too hard on yourself.
Talked about them up front. Can you talk specifically about Geno Atkins and how impressive of a player he is?
He's exceptional. You know, it's the first talking to the coaches on the plane on the way home when we knew who we were going to be playing, when we were going to be playing. Offensive guys, that's the first name that came up. And then, like I said, corner-wise, they're different at corner. They're playing exceptional at the corner position this year. So, you know, we got our hands full with their front. The four-man front is very physical. They got a Mike linebacker in there. He's one of the top players in the league, in my opinion, and running the show. So, you know, we got a lot to do.
Coach, what's the status for Brooks Reed, Darryl Sharpton, and Bryce McCain?
Bryce, there's no way Bryce can come back. I mean, that was, you know, that's been – he could come back if we play in the last game of the season. That's the only one he could come back for. Brooks was sore going into the game. We worked him out before the game. We were hoping he could play his 20 or 25 plays. But if it wasn't a total yes, we erred on the other side because we need him. We got to have him. You know, we got some things going on. The two issues right now are Sharpton and Dobbins coming out of the game. I don't have an answer for you right now. It's a very quick week, so we'll see where we're at tomorrow when we get going again. But they're the two guys we're concerned about right now.
Gary, how do you get past the disappointment of the way the season ended and then to be able to refocus the guys for the playoff run?
Well, first off, you need to look at the big picture, you know. You got to look at – I mean, it was a season, you know what I mean? So that season's over, and it's time to move on to the next season. And the season was a good one. You know, it's disappointing here at the end of the season, this last month. We have not played the type of football we need to play to win. We've played some good people, and you don't get away with that against good people. You know, we are refocused. We had a good meeting today. We aired out a lot of things. We talked about a lot of things. We've got a very quick turnaround. We just need to stay positive, move forward. We got to go out there and make the plays to get all that mojo going back in the right direction. And the only people that can make them, our only people that can get it done, is the coaches and the players. So we're back at it and looking forward to getting started tomorrow. I don't know about that. I mean, we're in the right coverage on 3rd and 23 yesterday. You know, we don't play it the way we need to play it to get off the field. We've had some issues, you know, with Keo and Demps. We've had a lot of guys playing, and then, like I said, with Brandon. So we have had some different guys playing on the back end, but it's not an excuse for giving up those plays. But when we get to the quarterback is when we play our best on the back end. So, you know, we need to do a better job of that. They didn't throw the ball actually that much yesterday, but we did not get to the quarterback. That hurts, I think you're right. You know, when you're having too many penalties, that's a discipline issue, and that's on me, the coach. So I take full responsibility for that, and I've got to get it fixed. We definitely will. That's what's best for our team. Caldwell's got some back issues right now, you know. We continue to go with our young guard. We're going to continue to play both of those guys. And they're doing some good things. They both continue to do some good things. That's the first time both of those guys walked in that place yesterday. And they did some good stuff in the game, but they're continuing to learn. That's been an issue all year long. It's not going to change. They need to continue to step up and play better.
If you don't play good, you don't win, you know. So in this league, you know, I just and I know it's a broken record, but, I mean, it doesn't matter what week you show up, who you play. If you go out there and do some of the things we've been doing, you make it very difficult on yourself to win. This is the second year for a lot of our players to be in this good position that they're in, you know, which is a great position. They're in the playoffs, and that's what you strive to do as an organization. We didn't handle the end of the season the way we want to handle it, but that doesn't mean that we can't handle these playoffs the way we want to handle it. So we understand how we have to play. We accept the responsibility. This guy accepts the responsibility of how we've played the last month, but I've got confidence in our players and our coaches and what we're doing that we can get out there and play some good football starting this weekend. I can say this, if he can walk, he's going to play. I mean, he wants to play. But we think we had a decision to make yesterday, which was very important to him playing some more football this year, and we think we made the right one. He's had some nicks, John, some things going on. You know, he had his back issue. He had some hamstring issue. He's missed a lot of practice for all the right reasons. You know, we're trying to get him to game day. We got to get him more involved with what we're doing. I mean, he's holding up. I mean, it's just that time of year, been through a lot of things where, you know, some people you're just trying to get to the next Sunday or the next Saturday in this case so they can help your team. And so from that standpoint, it's been a battle for the last 6 weeks. We need some other guys to step up, make some plays. I mean, Posey steps up, makes a play. Early in the game the other day, he had a couple of chances to make a few more. He needs to make them. We got a couple of plays. Like I said, I'd like to see us make a few more runs after the catch. We had a couple of plays yesterday. We had a chance to make some big plays from that standpoint. But Eddie's doing his part. He's playing huge. When the ball gets spread around, that's usually when we're at our best. So you're right. It's been directed pretty much in one direction here for the last few weeks.